17,000 children in Idaho live in communities of concentrated poverty. And despite the growing economy, the percentage of kids in these areas has not gone down. Tess Goodwin has more on the effects of this trend.
Neighborhoods where 30% or more of the residents are living in poverty are classified as areas of concentrated poverty. Alejandra Serna Rios, the policy director for Idaho Voices for Children, told Idaho Matters growing up in these areas is one of the biggest threats to healthy childhood development.
Where we live shapes our lives forever.
She says it can mean less access to affordable housing, good schools, and health care. The survey was last done 5 years ago, but this year Idaho's numbers aren't significantly different. She says the holding trend is concerning because the state's economy has picked up.
So why aren't we seeing those numbers change when our economy is growing, people have access to jobs? That just hasn't really lifted up families and communities.
The data shows rural communities and racial minorities are most likely to be affected. Idaho City saw the largest spike, with the concentrated poverty rate growing from 1% to 7% in the past 5 years. Creating more affordable housing and public transportation are two ways Rio says the state can work towards combating concentrated poverty and its widespread effects. The Annie E. Casey Foundation funded the Kids Count report using the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.